This is the message from Connection Community Church for Sunday, June 1st, 2025. Armor of God, Good News Shoes.
Well, good morning, Connection Church. Isn't this just a glorious day to be part of God's creation? Amen. I get an amen on that. Amen. Yeah. Yeah, what a great day. So this is week two of our discussion of the armor of God. Today, we're going to focus on good news shoes.
Well, good morning, Connection Church. My name is Carrie Jones.
I'm Alan Jones.
And we are two sinners who have been saved by the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so have you. So have you. If you claim Jesus as your Savior, boy, it's the best life that He can offer us. Some of you have asked, and I covered your prayers on Tuesday. Got this one fixed in January. Getting this one fixed on Tuesday. See the difference? Like straight and not. So I have a great medical team and the great physician. So I do covet your prayers. I'll be here next week, but I'm going to look like I'm about 100 with my walker. So
I covet your prayers too.
Yeah, he does. He does. All right. Well, let's pray. Almighty God, thank you so much for today. It's a day that you've made, a day that we get to settle in and hear what you have to say to us. You know each one of us from the inside out. Your love never fails, and you've drawn us here today. So settle us in, remove any distractions so that we could be laser focused on you. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So this past Monday, many of us were off because what day was it? Memorial Day. And in the midst of our day off or the barbecues that we might have had, I pray that we remembered why. We came across a story that was really interesting. It was a tribute for those who gave their all from a village in the Netherlands called Margraten, Margraten, Netherlands. And in that village, in that very small town, there's 65 acres, and it's a cemetery, and it's dedicated to 8,301 graves of American soldiers who died liberating people from the Netherlands, from Germany. They didn't round off the number. I mean, it's pretty exact, 8,301. Every person accounted for, every person appreciated. And so the land was gifted to the United States after the war. And here's a very interesting thing about this. Each of the American graves is adopted by a local family who care for the grave as their own. And there's a wait list for if families aren't able to, there's a wait list. 300 people on the wait list to care for this, to express their appreciation of the sacrifice so that they could have their freedom. John 15:13, there is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends.
I would guess, I'm not sure of when in the article that we read, but I would guess that many, perhaps most of those in that cemetery were in the army, probably in the infantry. What do you call them? Grunts, right? Soldiers who typically get from place to place on foot, mile after mile on foot, marching. And since they're not, and since they are on foot, they need to give special attention to that part of the body, to that piece of gear that protects the feet, the boots. My father was in the infantry in World War II in France and Germany and then Austria, so he did a lot of walking, and also he got something called trench foot. Anybody ever hear of trench foot? It's a horrible foot condition. In fact, I saw something the other day in a scrapbook where he was in the hospital. It was so bad for a while, your boots get wet and they stay wet, and it's not a good situation. Charlie Hunter, who's a member here, he was sitting right back there, first service. He He served in Vietnam. And I was talking to him about boots and feet and stuff. And
we can really see his boots in those pictures, oh, yeah. Can't we?
And he said he always tried to have 3 pairs of socks with him plus foot powder for that same reason, to try to keep his feet dry. Because I think it was probably the same condition, but they didn't call it trench foot in Nam. They called it jungle rot. Just think of what that means for your feet, jungle rot. Yeah, so there you go.
So you're wondering, why are we talking about this?
Feet.
Well, we are talking about footwear. And it's important for a soldier to take care of his or her feet. Footwear is crucial. The soldiers in the Apostle Paul's time, the Apostle Paul wrote much of the second half of the Bible. He wrote the book of Ephesians, where our scripture comes from for this month, Ephesians 6, and it's called the armor of God. And so he talked about a special kind of footwear. Now, not the footwear that the medieval soldiers would have worn. Remember, they just had armor from head to toe. But in the Apostle Paul's time, the Roman soldiers looked like this. So do you see their footwear? It's kind of open on the top, and there are soles on the bottom. Now let's look at the bottom soles in this next slide. Yeah, so those, it's like tacks that are in there that would help them have traction, that would really make those soles very strong, kalege. And so that would take them where they needed to go. A very special shoe for those soldiers.
Mm. So starting off where we left off last week we talked about the belt of truth and the breastplate of righteousness. Paul finishes by talking about footwear. This is Ephesians 6:15. Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet, there's that feet thing, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. With your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. Preparing for this morning, I couldn't quite get it. Well, I wasn't sure what he's talking about, because we're putting on the armor of God, this protective armor, and I'm not sure what we are putting on our feet. I wasn't sure how to have my feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace and what that footwear looks like.
And so when you study scripture, when you read scripture, sometimes it's very helpful when you look at different versions, because it can show us a little bit more, a different take. So that was the NIV version that Alan started with, but then we looked at the New Living Translation, and it goes like this: for shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you will be fully prepared. Helps a little bit more, maybe still a little bit hazy. I mean, we understand that peace comes from the good news. The good news of peace is the serenity that we feel, even in the midst of confusion or chaos or heartbreak or anything that we can experience, we still can feel a settledness, that peace that only God can bring. But what is the peace that comes from the good news? What is it preparing us for? What are these shoes preparing us for?
And I think that one's just a little too metaphorical for me. These shoes, but they're not, I don't know. So I kept searching. NRSV, the New Revised Standard Version. And this is what the NRSV tells us. Ephesians 6:15. As shoes for your feet. Okay, now we're getting someplace. As shoes for your feet, put on whatever will make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. I think I finally got it. From my understanding, we are soldiers. Not soldiers like my father or like Charlie or even like those Roman soldiers that Paul was talking about. We are soldiers in God's army. Our battle, as Paul shared back in verse 12, we talked about last week, which it's not against enemies of flesh and blood, but against the rulers, the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Our battle is against Satan and his minions, against him and his hell-bent schemes.
That sounds pretty serious, yeah.
We're ready.
All right, so we need shoes that are designed to take us wherever God leads us. And why do we go where God leads us? God's purpose for that is so that we can proclaim the gospel of peace in the midst of all the lies, all the garbage that we hear from the father of lies. Those shoes may look like what the soldiers wore, thick soles, but we're talking a metaphor here. And so we do need whatever we have on, sure footing, and our footing is on a firm foundation, right? We're not on sinking sand, and those shoes carry us wherever we need to go. The shoes really can't be a distraction. It would be a great distraction to me if I had high heel stilettos and trying to walk. But I need these nice, durable shoes to take me wherever I go. Support, ready to proclaim the gospel.
The gospel of peace. Gospel means good news. The good news of peace. In another letter, Paul's letter to the church at Philippi, he talked about this gospel of peace that Christ brings. We've shared it many times before, but it's a great piece of scripture with many pieces to it, gives us a lot of thought and helps us just stay tuned in. It bears repeating.
Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. You know, we're not a bull in a china shop. We're gentle. That's the spirit of love. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, it doesn't say some, it says every, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Say the rest with me. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
So again, we are in a cosmic battle, a war of epic proportions with Satan on one side and God on the other. It's a winner-take-all death match to the finish, and we're caught right in the middle. Satan brings chaos and confusion, terror and tension, self-centeredness and sin. With Satan, our focus is always on me. You know that word sin, right in the middle is the letter I. The word pride, which basically all sin revolves around, middle letter, I. On the other side of the battle, we find God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And we rejoice not in ourselves, do we? We rejoice in the Lord. Always. Not maybe, not sometimes, not occasionally, always. And he calls us not to be anxious about anything. Say anything. Anything. Not anxious about anything. And we wonder, how is that possible? Well, with God, all things are possible. God calls us to present our requests. How? Through prayer and petition. With thanksgiving. Thanks. Say thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Now put it in bold.
There
you go. And when we do that, those are the things that lead us to find. We go to prayer and petition with thanks. That leads us to this peace of God which transcends, goes beyond all understanding. We can't make sense of it because, normally speaking, In that place where things are like that, we don't find peace, do we? But again, with God, all things are possible. All things are possible. It goes beyond the everyday, the here and now, that which I'm used to in my flesh and blood living and thinking. Here again, with God, like I said, all things are possible. And that includes finding peace in the midst of chaos, in the midst of challenge, in the midst of calamity, in the midst of tragedy, in the midst of the unthinkable. And how does that happen? The peace that God brings will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. In the midst of this cosmic battle, with our hearts and minds on the line, the Lord will guard them in Christ Jesus. Take that, Satan. Ephesians 6:15, New Revised Standard Version. As shoes for your feet, put on whatever, I'll say it one more time, whatever will make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace.
I got a text from somebody who attends here a couple days ago. She was in Walmart, so that meant that she had to be, she had to have shoes on, and she was there in Walmart dressed.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah, that was a good thing. And she was in the beverage section. And she was wearing a T-shirt that had Jesus on it. Just doing her thing, probably pretty busy. And somebody approached her, tears in their eyes, and told her that it was her first time at the grocery store since her husband passed away. Mm. And she was really struggling. And our friend stopped and talked to her a little bit and encouraged her and gave her a hug. And that action of just being Jesus to somebody made all the difference in the world to this person who was hurting, this person who was so sad. And so I think that's an example of putting on the gospel of peace, to take it out wherever we need to go. And she was like surprised, oh my gosh, Carrie, oh wow. And it's like, well, yeah, God like wanted you to put that shirt on. He knew ahead of time that you'd be going to Walmart and that that woman would be there in that aisle. I mean, God did that. Amazing. Well, back to where we started this morning, that 65-acre cemetery in Margraten, Netherlands, that's a testament to peace that those 8,301 soldiers helped bring the people in that town. And to this day, as I said, there's a waiting line, a list of people who want to jump in and show their appreciation. But as great as that peace is, and we're not, I mean, it's incredible peace that was given, the peace that we get from Jesus Christ carries us through every single situation in our lives. We all come in here with a lot of stuff and a lot of really hard, hard stuff. But Jesus Christ can fill us with the certainty of his presence and can fill us with peace no matter what, no matter where, no matter what's happening. We've got to know him. It's important to open this up, to know God, to be in conversation, to show up, to be in small groups. And the peace that guards your hearts and minds comes through Jesus.
And so the time has come. Put on whatever shoes will make you ready to proclaim, to share, to tell the world about the gospel of peace. And why is that? Because this news is just too good to keep to ourselves. Especially since we're in a battle, not only for our old souls, but for every soul out there. Matthew 28:19-20, Jesus shared with his disciples, and if you're a disciple of Christ, sharing it with you as well. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, Jesus says. Say the rest with me, please. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age.
That's our marching orders. And so it's important to have the right armor on. Last week we talked about the belt of truth, the shield of righteousness, the breastplate of righteousness. And today we're talking about the good news shoes to wear. Before your feet ever hit the ground, put on your armor, because God has equipped us. We are equipped. When our spiritual armor is on, the enemy has no hold on us. No matter what we're faced with, we know that we know that we know that we are a child of God, and that God loves us, and that God will carry us through. So your job, Connection Church, is to put on these shoes and share the gospel, the good news, with those who we meet. And it might be through a smile, a hug, a word, or actually sharing Christ. I was this way, I met Jesus, now I'm this way, and this is what my life is like now. Put your armor on. That's the good news. Let's live it. Let's believe it. Amen?
Amen.
Let's pray. Almighty God, thank you that you do not leave us stranded. You don't leave us unarmed. You give us spiritual armor. Thank you for the belt of truth. Thank you for the breastplate of righteousness. And now thank you for the shoes of peace. Lord, use us. That's a dangerous prayer, but use us in the world. It's easy in this place. Use us out those doors. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to the message from Connection Community Church. For more information and to find out more about our ministries, you can visit us on our website at justshowup.church. You can also call our church offices at 302-378-7692. Thanks again for listening. Connection Community Church, connecting people to Jesus and the new life he offers.